Senators, that takes us right into our calendar for the day with House Bill 2. House Bill 2, Clerk will read.
House Bill 2, Disaster Recovery Act of 2016.
Senator Jackson is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I think, I hope most of us were either in appropriations or finance, and we've gone on this bill, gone over this bill pretty quickly. Mr. President, with that being said, I've just spent the last 2 hours and plus explaining this bill. If any of the members has any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Do we have any discussion or debate? Hearing none. Question four of the Senate is the passage of the Senate Committee.
Mr. President.
Senator Smith, I'm sorry. For what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the bill.
Senator Smith, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
I want to thank everyone for coming back for the special session in order to appropriate some of the money for the hard-hit areas. As you know, I represent Columbus and Robeson County, Robeson being the hardest hit in the state. I'm disappointed that we're not appropriating more money right now, and I just want to make the point to everyone that we now have in Robeson County still about 600 families in motels in our county. And $9 million is appropriated. I understand it's only going to be like 100 mobile homes, perhaps. That's going to leave 500 families without. And that's not even all. Some of Lumberton and Robeson County residents are still in motels in other areas. And I just want everybody to kind of realize, if you're in a motel with your family and you've been there like 2 months now, if you can imagine living in one room with maybe 4 or 5 people, and I just hope that as soon as the long session starts, that more money will be appropriated quickly for these families. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is any further discussion or debate?
Mr.
Senator
President.
Clark, for what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, I did want to send forth an amendment. However, it has not arrived yet. With permission of the chair, I'd appreciate it if we could go into a brief recess until I've had time to receive that amendment so I could discuss it with the members across the aisle there.
Senator Clark, for what purpose you rise?
Speak to the bill.
Senator Clark, you have the floor.
I appreciate the work that has been done on this particular act. I think a great job has been done here. I'm going to support this bill. I have no problem with what's in there. My problem was with what was not in there. I've talked to some of the members across the aisle there and expressed our concern that we provide for housing counselors. We believe this is a definite need. Now, I've been instructed that the legislation is written such that we can actually do that. But I want you all to understand that, as the governor mentioned when he spoke to the Appropriations Committee, he talked about the fact that it had rained, it rained, it rained, and it rained. Yes, it did. Many of us were there. And not only did it rain, but then it flooded, it flooded, it flooded, and it flooded. Then the displacement started. People were displaced, displaced, displaced due to no fault of their own. Like Senator Smith has told us, there are many people down there in Robeson County who are still displaced. There are many people in Cumberland County who are still displaced. Nash County, all along the eastern side of I-95, we have citizens that have been displaced. We did a great job of getting them out of harm's way, but now they're looking to move back into permanent facilities. They want a stable home environment like they had before the hurricane struck. I know one of my constituents reached out to me. She said, I'm trying to find low-cost housing. Essentially, I want a roof over my head. I do not want to return back home to Cumberland County and tell her I want to be able to say we've done something. Thank you.
Senator Bryant, for what purpose you rise?
To speak on the bill.
Senator Bryant, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Mr. President and members, and thank you, leaders in the budget process and in this recovery process for being willing to look at supporting this gap that I have mentioned. I just want to rise to thank you and to for the record and for our constituents to say that there is an important gap for us to look at between connecting the individual victim with the maze of support available to them, both from the public and private sector and the charity sector, so that we can get people the most efficient and effective recovery in the shortest amount of time. If there was one thing I felt like we learned in my community from Hurricane Floyd recovery, that having professional housing counselors on the ground from the local community and region that people trusted, who could connect them with the choices they would need to make, helped us out the most. It made the planning and assessment efforts more effective, and it made all the agency work effective. And in order to implement that, it requires, and I believe the governor will have the authority to do that, that we pull together all the key local, state, and national players, agency players who will impact housing recovery to work together to then train help deploy and make effective these local counselors so that people are participating in the programs we create in the manner that we intended. Because there's not going to be some magic that just because we create this not fund these essential activities that our individual citizens will be able to plug into them. And I think that I appreciate you all being willing to make sure that gap is closed. Thank you for that, and I thank you for your work in this regard.
Mr. President.
Senator Jackson, for what purpose your eyes?
Speak to the bill.
Senator Jackson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bryant and Senator Clark, thank you for bringing those to our attention. I have in my hand an email that I just received from the North Carolina Emergency Management. And with the funding that we have in this bill, it says we have plans to increase these teams and also will be turning on disaster case management, which will bring in additional staff to help individuals in their planning. So we feel like emergency management already has this authority, and we have put the money there for them to do that. So, Senator Clark, I understand completely, your concern. I mean, I'm not that far from Fayetteville, as you well know, and I know how devastating it was in our community as well as in the Fayetteville community and other areas throughout eastern North Carolina concerning these storms. So emergency management is ready, they're prepared, and they have the authority to go ahead and do this counseling that you're going to need and planning. So that is exactly what we needed, and we appreciate you bringing that to our attention. We thought that was covered, but this actually verifies that it is being covered within this bill. So thank you.
Senator Brown, for a purpose of your eyes.
Speak briefly
Senator
to the bill.
Senator Brown, you have the floor.
To Senator Clark, Senator Bryant, I appreciate you, discussing this with us. For all of us that live in eastern North Carolina, we've all had to deal with this stuff, and it's, I think the governor expressed it about as well as you could today in our meeting. It hadn't been pretty. I mean, it's been some tough issues for all of us to have to deal with. I know Senator Jackson will. We'll pledge to you, if there's an issue out there that's not being taken care of, we want to know about it. And we're going to do everything we can to try to help you with that issue because, again, we understand it. It's in our districts. We see it, so we know exactly what you're talking about. And we want to make sure that we cover everything that we need to cover. And we feel like we have in this bill. And, again, this bill is just the start. We know there's going to be phase two, maybe phase three, as far as what we're going to have to do. And we're trying to do the best we can with this particular bill to cover as much as we can cover, and make sure the agencies that get the money are in place to get the money out and help these people that are in need. So, again, if there's an issue, I'll say this to anyone. If there's an issue out there that you need help with, please call me. I'll do everything I can to help you because I understand how tough this issue is.
Any further discussion or debate? Senator McKissick, for what purpose your eyes?
Speak on the bill.
Senator McKissick, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
First, I'd like to state that I think this bill is an excellent bill, and it's taking the state in the right direction. It's going to relieve a lot of burden and hardship on people who were really hurt due to the hurricane. I mean, Matthew was a terrible storm, and the other tropical storms that came through as well in many areas. There were people very much had their lives turned upside down. So I think we're doing the right thing, and we're taking the right first step. There is one concern I do have in the bill, and that's to the extent to which it provides housing assistance. And they have modified the language to say up to 100% of the median income. within some of these counties which are impacted. The problem is when you use median income, by definition, it means that 50% of the people in the area make less money, 50% of the people in the area make more money. There are going to be a lot of blue-collar workers, a lot of people working on poultry farms, a lot of people, I guess, everyday citizens who may not qualify for assistance because they make somewhat more than that median income, and median income for some of these counties is kind of low. So I've discussed this with Senator Brown and with Senator Jackson, and I hope that as we move forward with phase two and looking at what we can do to help these people whose lives have been devastated, who are facing significant challenges, some who we know right now have moved away from the counties where they once lived to live with friends or relatives in other cities that may be miles away, that we do something to help those people be able to return and reestablish their lives.
Any further discussion or debate? Hearing none. Question before the Senate is the passage of the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 2. All in favor on second reading. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, vote no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting. Clerk will record the vote. Forty-nine, having voted in the affirmative and zero in the negative, the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 2 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Hearing none, all in favor of the passage of the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 2 on its third reading will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 2 passes its third reading. It will be sent to the House for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute via special message.
Mr. President.
Senator Jackson, for what purpose of your eyes?
To make sure we send this by, I'd request we send it by special messenger if you haven't done so.
Thank you, Senator. It will be sent by special message. Senator Berger, would you like to take this moment for your announcement?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, I think there is someone on the floor today who has been with the General Assembly for a long period of time and is retiring at the end of this year, and we'd just like to recognize her. Jerry Johnson, could you come over here, please? Fletcher, you might need to help her, okay? Mr. President, members of the Senate, Jerry has worked at the General Assembly for 31 years and has pretty much put up with Fletcher for 24 of those 31 years. So we've had a a memo for you on that to give you in your retirement. I hate to tell you that there's a mistake on here. We're going to have it redone, but we will do that. But for your 31 years of service to the General Assembly and the people of North Carolina, we thank you, and we obviously wish you well in your retirement.